Begin the current daf, sentence about Vasa daf, Yud, begin my base, begin to smell, begin the word. Tignacha, Elam came in Munda like Reb Chanina ben Tragim. Only if the one that's in charge of the Tzedaka, like Chanina ben Tragim, which places Pirish, in other words, it means Nemet Kamaisa, it means just that he's trustworthy, like him. Abutzadik Kamaisa, like, but obviously not that you would have to have someone as righteous as him. Dokabon de Man Baram, because the charity collectors in the days of the Maram, Lohaitzadik and Kamaisa, they weren't as righteous as him. Well, so it must mean just trustworthy, not as righteous. Now, why ping specifically Reb Chanina ben Tragim? Because of the story that happened with him, Dami Perakam and himself, the Bezod of Yitzayim Abeis. He said, Mois Parm Nischalf Ali, but Mois Shal Tzedakah. He says, I mixed up the poor money that I had for the poor people with Mois monies of Tzedakah. I mean, to say he had one thing that was his own. You know, that was supposed to be for the poor of the Sudis Purim and some with the money of Tzedakah. And he says they gave it to the poor, meaning and he supplement from his own pocket what was supposed to go for the poor for the needs of the Sudis Purim. So it's in the trustworthiness he had to the Tzedakah money. We have a find similar that when we're using an exemplary character. Nama, the Gemara says, Tfilin Strichin Gufnoki Kalisha. Tfilin needs to have a clean body like Elisha. Again, Loit Sa'adi Kalisha doesn't mean a righteous person like Elisha, comma, that's what it's saying. Gufnoki just means that for a clean body. Shayidi Lizar or Shalishin Bahem, that just that a person knows how to be careful not to sleep with them, Shalibir Bahem, that does not flatulate with them, comma, that's what the Gemara is saying. And more of a Nikon Elisha, again, why to pick specific Elisha, but El Basham Distrafish Bay Nisa, because a miracle happened with him regarding the Tfilin, so it picks him for the, to highlight this halacha. Next is Mat Bimtimaga. What do you see up there? So those who are on top on the bottom, and those on the bottom on the top. Which Pesha Ben Chananel says, "Amar Goyim, the Goyim say that they have a Shekh Kabbalah, they have a tradition beyond them in their hands. Rav Mipi Rav, a teacher from a teacher, going all the way back. The Olam Hafak, this that he saw a topsy turvy world. Hainu Sherosh Shmuel, he saw Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef came into Rabbi Yehuda, Tamidei. That although Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmid of Shmuel, Shmuel in that world was the opposite. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda, who was really his student." Why? Because we find that Rebbe protested against Shmuel, the Perek Bamei Behema over there on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph and Shabbos, Gabayhi Itza. There was a woman, the Asi B'Tzavcha, came into Shmuel. They came and was screaming for the Shmuel, well, Ashka, but he didn't pay attention to him. Omer Rebbe said to him, Les Lay Lamar, doesn't the master hold of Oitim Oznim Mezakat Dalva Gaima that someone closes his ears for hearing the screams of the poor, etc., that's not appropriate? And because of that, and the Elm Emes, the tables are turned, and he saw Shmuel sitting in front of Rebbe. Next time, the Gemara b'Yavah b'Yas Hashem kashadiba ki chatasam the gamer, which Rabbi Lazar Madai used, it was darshening that all the tzedakah chesed that the non-Jews do is sinful for them because they're only doing to to disgrace us, and this is learned out from the Mizradin, where because va'isa shah that moment when he was cursing out the Jews, asa tzedakah, he was doing tzedakah. Either because Shem Mikhail HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing up for the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Yinami Sheimates Yirmiyah Menazikim Kedekhsevasim, he was letting Yirmiyah out of the chains, as it says over there. So these are two different types of tzedakah, righteousness that he was doing, and yet at the same time, he's being mechayev the Jewish people. So we see all their tzedakah b'chesed is considered a sin because they do it l'charis, to disgrace us.